Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win in Nevada, the Democrats will get a much-needed boost if Senator Raphael Warnock wins in the Georgia runoff race with Herschel Walker December 6th. The ability to pass key legislation and fill court vacancies may depend on it. The House majority is still undecided at this hour. The University of Virginia police has reported a shooting on the campus of the school, with one reported suspect at large. Police announced Christopher Darnell Jones, a former UVA football player, is the suspect. Police confirmed that three people have died and two others were hurt.
And I believe there's a little substitute, though, for to face-to-face discussions. And as you know, I'm committed to keeping the lines of communications open between you and me personally, but our governments across the board, because our two countries have so much that we have an opportunity to deal with.
President Biden across the table from China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia on Monday. The Chinese leader responds via a translator.
The China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it, because this is not the fundamental interest of our two countries and peoples, and it is not what the international community expects us.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is accusing Russian forces of having committed the same atrocities as in other regions of the country before they were forced to pull out from the strategic southern port city of Kherson. In his nightly video address on Sunday, Zelensky said without details that investigators have documented more than 400 Russian war crimes. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
People still looking to book trips this holiday season need to act fast and prepare for sticker shock. Airline executives concur. Based on bookings, they expect huge demand for flights over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Travel experts say the best deals for airfares and hotels are already gone, and be prepared to pay more. Four University of Idaho students were found dead on Sunday and were believed to be the victims of homicide, according to the school. The students, who have not been identified, lived in Moscow, Idaho, near the university campus. The damages from Hurricane Nicole in Florida is becoming clear. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Residents in the beachfront neighborhood of Wilbur by the Sea had their homes damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Nicole. In Volusia County, at least 49 beachfront properties, including hotels and condos, have been deemed unsafe in the aftermath of the storm, which hit Florida's eastern coast south of Vero Beach as a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday, before weakening into a tropical storm and eventually becoming a post-tropical cyclone Friday afternoon. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever opened with a blockbuster $180 million at the domestic box office. That's according to ComScore. It marks the second highest debut for 2022 and followed behind Doctor Strange. It earned $218 million over the long weekend. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. We've got Larry Klayman, the attorney, former federal prosecutor of the U.S. Department of Justice, also the founder and former chair and general counsel of the nonprofit Judicial Watch, and founder and chairman and current general counsel of nonprofit Freedom Watch. Larry, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Mutually. My honor, Bill.
Well, Larry, everybody all weekend, I mean, in every circle I'm talking, and bipartisan, they're all scratching their head and go, what the heck happened in these midterm elections? Now, everybody has a different idea. I get that. But there is an incredible amount of suspicion. And I don't want to go down the road like we've gone through previously. But again, it smacks of shenanigans when you've got 80% of the country disenchanted with the current regime and the electorate votes them back into office. Help me square up that circle.
Well, Bill, there's obviously election irregularities. The Republicans got outsmarted yet again. You can use the word smart when you're dealing with Republicans. The massive amount of mail-in ballots, they did not adjust to what happened in 2020. They went ahead and did the same thing again. And that, of course, gives the Democrats the opportunity to commit fraud and everything else with the mail-in ballots. So that's number one. Number two, Republican Party, and I'm still regrettably registered as a Republican. I just frankly haven't bothered quitting. It's dead. It's over. The party's done. Pick a fork in it. We need new parties. We need people that really represent conservatives and people with faith. And these people don't have the courage of their conviction, and they can't make a sale. So what I think happened, of course, it needs to be analyzed, is that you had a lot of young people get out there who are getting the free loans, you know, loan forgiveness from Biden. Couple that with the fact that they want to be able to knock people up and get abortions. And the Republicans never explained that the Supreme Court did not outlaw abortion. I wish it had, but it didn't. And I think that probably turned it. And then couple that with two candidates, you know, just as example among many. Who Dr. Oz, I mean, the guy's a joke. He moved in with his mother, okay, to be a citizen of Pennsylvania. He never looked like he was really sincere in what he was saying. And to lose to Fetterman is just beyond belief. And then, of course, you've got Herschel Walker down there in Georgia, another example, who can't put a sentence together. So couple all these different things. But I think the story is, and this is actually, there's a silver lining here, because conservatives, people with faith and those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, in my opinion, now know the Republican Party is not the answer. They're not going to deliver them. They're not the deliverer. They're not Moses. It's not going to happen. And we have to do it for ourselves. I've had people in my own family say to me, you know, and I took offense to this, not in my, biological family, say, Larry, let the Republicans do it. Retire, Larry. Take it easy. You can't. because the country is virtually gone, and you can see it now. And Biden starts the speech. I was just watching in Bali, Indonesia right now, totally inappropriate, in front of the Chinese president, saying, now, we have proved that election deniers have lost, and we have a democracy, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, that makes us look weak. But then on the other side of the coin, the guy's employed by President Xi of China. He's an employee. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is the state of the nation, and the Republicans simply aren't going to do it. And I say to people who get their fundraising emails, don't give them any money. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. The party is, frankly, dead. It's dead.
Yeah, several things there. President Xi is laughing when he hears Joe Biden talk and say things like that, because he knows democracy, as you and I know it, as constitutionalists, is in grave jeopardy. The Democrats put out a narrative out there that this was a vote for democracy. And for those that bought into that narrative, because that was one of the key issues that gained supposedly. And of course, I say supposedly because it's hard to believe these numbers, but you're trying to rationalize the irrational here. And, you know, they're saying that democracy was being threatened. They're the very ones that have threatened democracy, and they're trying to claim some sort of high ground and narrative that puts them in charge of, you know, this democratic republic, which, you know, going back to what you said earlier, it's not going to happen with the Republican Party, not going to happen with that. It's not going to happen within the political process. Our founding fathers stated very clearly, it's about those three most powerful words, we the people. That's where it resides, Larry. It doesn't reside anywhere else. If we're going to get the change that we deserve, we must demand it, but it starts with we the people.
Absolutely, Bill. January 6th was a patriotic event. I'll say it straight up. And this is something I write about in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution to Wake Up America.
Right.
Jefferson would have been the first in the Capitol because he saw what was happening. He saw what would happen in his day, that we would grow corrupt, we would grow unethical, that we would break away from God. And that's what happened. And people saw the corruption. And the final straw was when the Supreme Court would not give President Trump even a hearing on his allegations of election irregularity brought by the Attorney General of Texas, which was a good case. That's nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, that is what Jefferson predicted should happen going down the line if the government broke away from the people. That, along with the Second Amendment and the right to commission militias. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm not. But what I'm saying is that what do you do when the government no longer represents you? The least that you could do is to rise up as you did on January 6th. And now you've got the judges, the federal judges, who are the yes men, just like the judges of King George III, worse, that are putting people away, forcing them to make confessions like this was Iran or North Korea or wherever. And you've got the leftist media, you know, vilifying anyone who will stand up to the establishment. And this country is living in a virtual dictatorship, and you have this hapless, worthless Republican Party. I don't know how Ronan McDaniel can even have a job today, you know, frankly, as the head of the RNC. And it tells you where they're headed. And who do they make a scapegoat? They make Trump the scapegoat. It's not Trump's fault.
Yes.
It's their fault. You know, they didn't do their job, and they don't represent much of anything. And the American people obviously see that. So the Democrats are able to totally overwhelm the Republican Party.
Well, McConnell didn't help either, Larry. I mean, with all the money and the leader of the Senate making an early announcement discrediting, I mean, you know, the players on the field, that's not a good sign either. I mean, you may have your questions about it, but, I mean, you know, when they do a post-analysis on all this, they're going to see, again, how the Republican Party has injured key candidates. You know, I maintain, I had this discussion with Ken Cuccinelli here last week. And I thought he had a great opportunity to become governor of Virginia, and the Republican Party did bupkis for him. And so then who do we get? You know, we end up with a Democrat. All of a sudden his name escapes me, but it's right on the tip of my tongue, and you know who I'm talking about. It was ridiculous. You know, and but this is what happens. The Republican Party has, as you said, has not served us well. And of course, John Naisbitt, in his book Megatrends, cited years ago that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating, and maybe we've come to that point.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
He's the chairman of Freedom Watch, author of the book It Takes a Revolution. I'm Bill Martinez. Larry Klayman continues with us. Larry, people are wondering the trajectory that this country is on. I mean, you and I were just talking off air about it. This is the Declaration of Independence, deja vu one more time. And you say it's actually worse. Because when you read the Declaration of Independence, I mean, to me, it resonates so clearly with the very thing, I mean, that we're dealing with right now. We're not dealing with, you know, the King of England. We're dealing with an order of things, a regime that is out of step, that is not consistent with the Constitution that our founding fathers have established. And we keep getting gaslit and lied to and propagandized into thinking somehow that everything's okay, that it's those MAGA Republicans, you know. But when you've got so many people, like I said earlier, 80% having discontent with this current regime, and yet they just keep on going, I mean, this is not sustainable, Larry. People are, you know, we have put up with two very painful years, and the thought of two additional painful years of no longer having control of the energy sector, people are going to be freezing to death. People are going to be starving. I mean, I go to the store, and I don't know about you, but the shelves are looking worse, Larry. There does not seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel at the grocery stores of America, much less the gas stations.
No, it'll only get worse. And, you know, the use of the term, Bill, MAGA Republicans, it's not MAGA Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
These, you know, the people that are on our side are not Republicans, but they have no place else to go. And they look to the Republican Party to be able to oppose what's going on. And now it's apparent the Republican Party is not in opposition. Mm-hmm. It is not. It is part of the problem, and they roll over. And they're not terribly intelligent, as I said earlier. Why didn't they plan for the mail-in ballots? Why were they playing the same game as before? Did they want to lose?
Right.
Perhaps. Because they raised more money. You know,
right.
When, in fact, there's a crisis, it's easier to raise money. And the Republican Party has become a fundraising racketeering enterprise. I'm still getting, you know, 10 emails a day supporting Herschel Walker.
Exactly.
Well, who cares? They already lost the Senate. I'm not going to send them a dime. I wouldn't send it to them anyway. But the problem is this, is that it's not just as bad as we had it in 1776. It's much worse. My wife was telling me yesterday, I was talking about Scooby-Doo, the cartoon. This is one example. There's a character on there who's transgender, teaching kids transgenderism. We have so destroyed Judeo-Christian values, and this was the plan of the left,
right,
to destroy us from within, that it's easy to take over at this point, and they have total control over us. Now we got a president, turn on the TV, who works for communist China and who is working against the American people. He's simply a shill. So, you know, we have nothing, we have no choice but to, again, like we did in 1776, to form a new government, not a new nation. We get leaders. This is what our Third Continental Congress is about. You can go to freedomwatchusa.org. Support our cause. Get real leaders. Get ethical leaders. Get courageous leaders. Give the American people an alternative. Do not declare war on the present government, but say, hey, we don't recognize you anymore. You are not our government. And if they move on us, we have our Second Amendment. We have the right to commission militias. We have the right to fight back. And yes, at that point, as we were talking about, Bill, the military would probably join in and protect us. The rank and file of the military, who know what's going on, just like the Capitol Police knew what was going on. They were by and large on the side of the peaceful protesters. But, you know, you get a narrative which is spewed forth by CNN, by MSNBC. It's a brainwashing. You've got Fox News, which, you know, now they said, this is great, Hannity. Oh, I never thought there was going to be a red wave. Well, what was he doing every
time? Oh, come on. Give me a break.
His ratings.
No. Yeah, that's absurd. You know, I resent stuff like that. I mean, that is disingenuous on its surface. I mean, and the thing is, Larry, we called on this radio show, we called consistently for an American wave, not a red wave. That this is what we need, to your point, is that we need to come together as Americans in the spirit of America and this great American idea. Going back to what you were talking about earlier, just like the Founding Fathers declared in our Declaration of Independence, we need to lay the case out, Larry. As an attorney, as you know, we need to lay out our grievances against this current regime. And when I say the regime, it's the totality, not just Joe Biden's administration. It is the bureaucracy of the Beltway. It's the deep state. Everything that's happening in the shadows, the lever pullers that are doing everything they can destroy America. And one of the things that they did, the key things that you touched on for just a moment, and I want to really, you know, make sure the people understand it. When you take God out of the picture, which is what they've done, this is why it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a spiritual battle. And we have to reclaim America for God. You know, as Ronald Reagan said, a country that is no longer under God is a country gone under. And we're on that precipice right now of his very telling words, are we not, Larry?
God is not sitting around playing patty cakes, Bill.
No. No.
Hundreds of millions of babies killed, defiling the distinction between man and woman, teaching perverted ideologies to kids. You know, it's no longer defamatory if you call somebody homosexual. You're actually, you get an award, okay?
I'm
being somewhat facetious. But, you know, the fact is those people deserve rights. But that's not what God had in mind, okay? Okay, leave them alone. Let them do their thing. But leave the rest of us alone. Don't push it on kids. Don't push all this perversion on kids. And this is where we are today. Mm-hmm. And God's not sitting around saying, okay, this is fine. He's destroyed many civilizations in the past. Mm-hmm. And we're on the edge of it right now. And I believe the vehicle right now is Joe Biden, you know, and the rest of his clowns that mm-hmm. are going to destroy this country in 2 years. And probably tomorrow, President Trump will announce for the presidency. Watch the Republican Party stab him in the back. They've already started it. Mm-hmm. They need a scapegoat. And whether or not Trump is the best option, you know, for the current government, he would be well advised. DeSantis would be well advised to leave, in my opinion, the Republican Party and to start mm-hmm. a new party, to start a new movement, to leave them behind because they're too endemically corrupt. Look at the speaker. Future possible Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, immediately he says, we're not going to impeach anybody. We're not going to hold anybody accountable. We're not going to finally modify or get rid of Obamacare. We're just going to have kumbaya. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to put my feet up on the desk because now I'm Speaker of the House and I've got the prestige. And me and my boyfriend, Frank Luntz, we can go hang out at bars in Washington, D.C., you know, and big shots. You know, so this is what it is. It's Sodom and Gomorrah there.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I go back to D.C., Bill. It disgusts me. I hate being there. I really do. I just think we need to take the Capitol out of there. Just start it.
Yeah, I've been saying the same thing, Larry. You and I are on the same page. Could you imagine? I mean, let's get out of D.C. D.C. has become so corrupt that, you know, it's just near impossible to have any kind of reason and fairness. But again, we've got to reclaim our moral compass. We've got to return to first principles. Without that, Larry, you know, the American idea is gone. Without that, we're done.
Yes. And we need, and we're in the process, Bill, and people can see it at freedomwatchusa.org, of trying Biden for bribery from China, Ukraine, Russia, negligent homicide, Fauci, federal judges who have violated their oath of office, throwing peaceful protesters in prison, doing the bidding of the establishments of both parties. You know, these are the things that we need to do, and we need to protect ourselves, and that's why we have a Second Amendment right.
Exactly. And Larry, there at freedomwatch.org, when you lay this out, you're laying it out like a courtroom. I mean, all the facts are there. You can read it and decide for yourself, and it's empirical. And, you know, what you are doing, you know, for the American people is a great service because we're getting it out of the realm of these World Economic Forum, One World Government newsrooms and giving the people the facts, and they can begin to understand what is going on in their country and why they're feeling the pain that they're feeling. And this is just the beginning if we continue and we do not take back our country. The hands are in the hands of we the people. Larry Klayman, thank you, Larry. Thank you for being with us.
God bless.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood,
and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden across the table from China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia on Monday.
And the world expects, I believe, China and the United States to play key roles in addressing global challenges from climate changes to food insecurity and for us to be able to work together.
The Chinese leader responds via a translator.
So we should take history as a mirror and let it guide the future. Currently, the China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it.
Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto wins in Nevada over the weekend. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The thing that we have here in our country today is when the process is strung out in the manner which it is. I mean, you've got really relatively small states compared to Florida, for example, and Florida had the numbers by the end of the day, the end of the evening. Everybody else, I mean, they've stretched this out, and all of a sudden, seats that you thought were going to go Republican suddenly are now going Democrat. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you for wondering. And here it is. The government is doing this to us again. You know, they're having us at each other's throats. And now what? We're going to be election deniers again? I mean, this is absurd. They're not serving the interests of the American people and these states. I mean, and not to mention, as I said with Larry Klayman, is that you got 80% of the country dissatisfied with the current administration and its policies, and Joe Biden then comes out afterwards because of this midterm election, which has a lot of people scratching their heads going, look, I get it. You know, everybody's making fun of it. I was going to be a red wave. There's no red wave, not even a trickle, all that kind of, you know, crazy talk. But it, the perception, I mean, in a traditional sense, did not play itself out. And this is what makes it hard to believe, just like in 2020, what happened is the numbers did not seem to be indicative of what normally happens in a fairly controlled election. Reverend Jim Hardin is with us. He's the president and CEO of Compassion Care, an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care, is with us right now. Jim, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me back. It's great to be with you.
Well, whether we're talking about abortion or everything else that was supposedly decided or, you know, was part of the consideration of this midterm elections, I mean, you had 80% of Americans agreeing that there should be, you know, some reasonable restrictions on abortion. But there are some states that have absolutely jumped the shark, and particularly shocking is what happened in Montana, Jim.
Yes, this was an anomalous midterm. I mean, there's so many things that are head scratchers. You know, I don't want to be uncharitable, but whoever drafted the piece of that referendum in Montana didn't understand the law as it stood. I mean, all physicians have a duty to care, and to create a referendum for requiring a duty to care for a child born alive after a botched abortion is redundant. To vote it down, the law still stands. I mean, the doctor still has a duty to care for right. somebody that's their knee, right? That's their job. And that didn't change with the voting down of the referendum. People just didn't understand it. People didn't talk about it. People didn't understand. And the Republicans still didn't want to talk about it. Any Republican who refused to talk about the pro-life issue lost. And if they're going to invest in a referendum, they need to do their homework and talk to somebody like me or somebody who knows about women's reproductive health and the law, and create a referendum that actually makes sense. But instead, they're grasping at straws and trying to do things without promoting them, without educating people about it. And the Democratic Party, the pro-abortion politicians in charge of the Democratic Party figured out this is going to be a moral election. This is going to be about abortion, and they spent one-third of $1 billion promoting abortion, outspending many Republicans 35-1. And what do? They staved off the red wave, the red tide actually died on the beach.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And Jim, more importantly, as you said, is that, you know, the Republicans really stole defeat from the jaws of victory in this whole situation, because what did they think? I mean, could they not see and anticipate what was going on? Did they just take for granted that because of the movement and this is what gets them in trouble all the time, is they look at the numbers but they devalue what happens. You talk about waves, the emotional sentiment, and what the Democrats are good at doing. They're always good at lighting fires. And they found something that they could light up, was abortion, and then this whole issue, this faux argument about democracy. I mean, they are the destroyers of democracy straight up, and I think this is what was so appalling and incredulous for the Republicans to see, going, well, why are they championing that cause? But they, you know, to your point, they did nothing to refute it, and so they got on the beachhead. They got, you know, the position to hold that they were the arbiters and the saviors of democracy. Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, when you said that, I think about transference. There's a psychological concept called transference, where, you know, when somebody's got a problem, they actually think that everybody else has that problem, but not themselves.
Right.
Well,
right.
This is political transference, par excellence. The Democrats, you know, always pass off the evils that they're perpetrating as to the Republicans, as if they're the ones that are perpetrating it. Republicans weren't trying to destroy democracy. They just, I don't know if it was a lack of understanding or cowardice or what, but when the Republicans refused to talk about abortion, when they refused to demonstrate the fact that they were pro-life, they lost. But when they stood strong, I mean, I think about the DeSantis or DeWine in Ohio, or Abbott in Texas, or anybody else that stood strong on being pro-life, they won, despite the fact they were being outspent 35-1. You know, you're right. The Republicans defeated themselves because they failed to engage the moral issues.
I want to sit on that issue that you just brought up, because this is really key. The narrative from the mainstream media is all candidates that supported life lost. And I go, where? What are you talking about? What are the numbers, Jim, that you know, you just cited, you know, four real quick references, in, you know, from DeSantis to DeWine and others that supported supported life, and they won. But yet, what we're hearing from the mainstream media is that all these candidates that supported, you know, especially congressional candidates, lost their elections based on their position on life. And I don't have those numbers.
Yeah. Well, I haven't found anybody that's too strong on life and lost. That's the problem is when I started to see people scrubbing back in August after the primaries, we started to see Republican, ostensibly pro-life candidates scrubbing their website of any moral issues, including where they stand on the life issue. I think about Barbara Kirkmeyer out in Colorado or Blake Masters in Arizona or Scott Jensen, you know, for governor out there. And I think it was Minnesota. You know, they're starting, you know, they refuse, even Lee Zeldin in New York refused to talk about it. They hid behind crime or inflation. But the biggest crime that's being perpetrated on this country right now is abortion. Why? Yeah. Because that, if a government refuses to protect all life equally, that is the foundation of destruction for civilized order. You've got to protect the most weak, the most vulnerable. And if you don't do that, equality is just a sham. You're just another oppressor.
Well, for 49 years, we've been living with this insanity. And by experience, the people were speaking out, led by women who bought into the lie. And their voices were somewhat squashed by a minority. And now it's minority rule. Forget about majority rule. And these women's voices were canceled, as you know, Jim. I mean, the heartbreak, you know, the fact that women carry with them till the day they die the reality that they aborted their child. And I keep saying this to people. And, you know, because one of the things I hear repeatedly from women is they admit to me, not that I'm their priest, but as we're talking about it, and with tears in their eyes, they will say, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 14. And when you hear that, it, you know, your heart, you know, for sympathy and empathy's sake, just crushes under the pain that they're expressing to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking, Jim.
It is heartbreaking, but there is hope. And, you know, yes. It was always going to take more than a midterm to return to valuing all human life equally, Bob.
Right.
And Bill, I'm sorry, Bill. And it's just going to take a little longer now. You know, government.
But we got to be serious about it. Got to go to break. More from Jim after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas Pain Relieving Patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Reverend Jim Hardin continues with us, the president and CEO of Compass Care and expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care. Jim, I think, you know, where we are right now as a nation, I mean, people of faith, we've been praying, you know, for life. God's real clear in his word. We believe that to be the case. 49 years of experience of Roe, 63 million plus. We're not even talking abortifacient children that have been murdered chemically. The sale of baby parts, the moral depravity that we've reduced to. I mean, God has ways of judging us. And I think one of the worst ways that he can judge us is just leave us to our own devices. And what we are seeing right now is having it our way. And it's just, I mean, you and I can see this so clearly. You know, we're like watchmen on the wall and we're sending out warnings. I mean, sometimes I feel like Ezekiel or Jeremiah, you know, trying to tell the people, wake up here. And it's falling on deaf ears. And I'm not sure if God is, I'm not sensing that God has told me, quit praying for him. Don't even talk to him anymore. They're totally debased and we need to let them go. But I just believe right now where we are is that we serve a sovereign God who loves his creation and he wants his creation to return. And, you know, and until that moment of final judgment comes upon us, there is still hope, and that's what we're holding on to, is that we're holding on to God's values and in such a way to where, you know, maybe it is like the law of gravity where people have to experience the defiance of that law and get bruised up and broken up enough to finally maybe they start seeing the error of their ways. I don't know, because after 49 years, you got Montana doing what they're doing, California the same way, Jim. I mean, they're, you know, it's almost like let's be the state that is known for, you know, the most radical, abortion rights that we can possibly come up with. You know, it's just disgusting. Go ahead.
This is what we're experiencing is the compassion of the cruel. I mean, as you described it, sin carries its own consequences. And we're gonna see that, we see that immediately, as you described at the end of the last segment with women and their experiences of abortion and how it harms them, not just psychologically, emotionally, but also physically. You know, exactly. We're also, but it also carries a longer term ramification, and that is when we extract people from the population like this, when we destroy them, it harms us morally. It harms the nation spiritually. It harms the nation economically. It harms the nation in every way you can possibly imagine, because human beings are the crown of creation. And the Bible says we ought not to shed another man's blood because we're made in the image of God. And when we reject that, we're rejecting the truth about what it means to be human under God. And everything else starts to crumble after that. Sin carries its own consequences, short term and long term. There is a moral law, and the moral law emanates from the ground of all being, who is God himself. And we're designed to reflect him. And when we reject him, we reject his moral law. And are we surprised that things fall apart? Are we surprised that people resort to violence to get their own way? Are we surprised? I'm happy that we're surprised, right? I'm happy that we're always, that there's this thing that wells up inside us that says, this is wrong. This is wrong. I can't believe it's happening. We're a stubborn people. Our necks are made of iron sinews. That's how stubborn we are. We refuse to bow. And it's going to come back to hurt us. But there is a silver lining. There is a silver lining, I think, for believers like you and I, Bill. Mm-hmm. And I think the silver lining is that people are going to be less tempted after this election to believe that returning to a political party of elected representatives can save us. Jesus is our Savior. Systemic injustices like abortion need to be rectified by the prophetic voice of the people of God. That's the way it's always been, and it's the way it will always be. And so you doing what you're doing today is exactly what the people of God ought to be doing from now until the day of eternity. That's what we're called to do in a fallen dark. That's what Christians look like in a fallen world. That's why we're supposed to be. That's why we're called light. And that's why the world is called darkness.
Exactly. Well, Jim, I appreciate your encouragement, because, like anybody that's given this charge to speak to darkness, it can at times wear you out. And you think, okay, God, am I doing what you've called me to do here? Am I just speaking to, an empty darkness that has no ears to hear? Am I casting pearls before swine? But I have to do what I believe, regardless of what I might feel. I just believe that this is what God's called me to do and to continue, because you're exactly right. There's not going to, it's not going to be Donald Trump. It's not going to be Joe Biden. It's not going to be any, it's got to be a God sanctified voice that breaks through and pierces the darkness in such a way to where people will take heed and listen, because of all, the things like we've talked about, there's political transference, there's cultural transference, all these lies and deceptions that have been put out in the culture. And if you say anything that's out of step with the status quo, you're immediately canceled and attacked. I mean, look what happened to Jesus. So, and Jesus said, hey, look, they did it to me. So get in line if you want to follow me. Right. So, I accept that admonition that's going to be the case. But meanwhile, I still have this heart, of compassion. Like you said, we're all made in God's image. And God loved us so much. I mean, Jim, I think you and I talked about this before. I'm not sure that I would have sent my son to die in my state, that I would have sent my son to die for a bunch of knucklehead evil people, stiff-necked people. It takes a God, like Almighty God, to look beyond that, to really demonstrate what true love is all about. And right now, that is not being demonstrated. And maybe, and I say sometimes, I go, well, maybe God, we're just not supposed to this side of heaven. Maybe we just get an idea of the speed limit and that's about it. But we really can't embrace and enjoy the fullness of your liberties and your love until we get with you. Maybe. I don't know.
The fullness of God's liberty comes with walking in his footsteps today. And walking in the footsteps of Christ means self-sacrifice. And that's tough. I mean, it's really hard to do, especially as Americans. we live like kings and queens. We do. And to embrace self-sacrifice and unpopularity, to sacrifice our reputation for something so unpopular as this systemic injustice, which is abortion, the greatest injustice the world has ever seen. What we are going to be experiencing great pain and frustration, whether it's if only it was emotional. But now we know that we're being attacked physically too. I mean, our place was firebombed.
Of course. Yes, you know? Exactly.
Jesus, as you described, Jesus demonstrates his love for us by showing us what love actually is, and it's self-sacrifice. And what is abortion? Abortion represents the opposite. It is sacrificing, it's sacrificing your neighbor for yourself. And Jesus said, what is true love? It's sacrificing yourself for your neighbor. And that's what parents are supposed to do. And that's where true life comes from. It issues out of a willingness to sacrifice yourself and all of your resources for the good and benefit of another person. And that is the story. That's the story of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus became our Good Samaritan so that we can be the Good Samaritan of those that are weak and vulnerable among us. And that there's no one more weak and vulnerable than a child in the womb whose mother thinks that she has to choose between herself and her child. It just doesn't have to be that way. There is hope. You and I in Christ represent hope for a dying world and for a world who thinks that death is a solution for their problems.
Yeah.
Because that's what abortion is. They view it as a solution, but it's not.
Exactly.
It's hopelessness.
It's probably one of the most selfish acts that you can do in this realm of humanity. You know, you think about it. And as you said, God has already established his laws. It's baked in the cake, so to speak. I mean, the infrastructure of righteousness is there. And you violate that just like you violate the law of gravity. In some cases, you know, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because, you know, sin is not, you know, there's not an immediate retribution for sin. It ends up just snowballing. And that's the thing that's scary for me, Jim, because it's that old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. Later always gets more complicated and more expensive and more painful. And I believe this is where we are as a nation, as a culture right now, is we're paying later and we're just compounding the interests of pain, are we not?
We are. We are. The Bible says without vision, I was reading this morning in Proverbs, you talked about Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
Without vision, the people perish. And I think what he's referring to there in terms of vision is a revelation from God.
Exactly.
We can't get there on our own. We can't figure out what the purpose of life is on our own. And if you've got 350 million people deciding what right and wrong is and what the purpose of life is, there's no basis for a common understanding of good. And therefore, there's no basis for a justice system. There's no basis for equality or dignity or anything else like that. It's just the only thing I have left. Is pure and desire for fulfilling my appetite, own pleasures, and it always violates the law of God, and we got to be careful about that. And Jesus gave us a vision of himself, and that's where life is.
Jim Harden, thank you for your wisdom and your time to come on the show and, you know, address this issue. This is something that for those that have ears to hear, they needed to hear. And may they be encouraged, may they be blessed, may they feel the love of Almighty God. The President and CEO of Compassion Care, Reverend Jim Harden, has been with us. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.